Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Monday morning, Monday, August the 17th, 2026. 13 coming up on 14 minutes past the hour. And another Monday it is. Not a bad Monday here in Marion. I know a lot of the schools in this area will be returning to class this week. So that's something we have to look forward to as we go on down the road this particular week. Now, of course, the conversation in Marion here over the last couple weeks, maybe even the last couple months, has revolved around flock cameras. And a vote last Monday by City Council, 5-4, in favor of taking the flock cameras down in the city of Marion, past City Council. Now, at this point, what is going to happen with Mayor Bill Collins and a possible veto of this legislation is where we stand today. Now, the local FOP Lodge got in on this late last week, and I want to read this short statement that was made online. Here it is. We are extremely disappointed in the recent vote of the Marion City Council to ban flock cameras, license plate readers, inside the city of Marion. The 160-plus men and women of this organization urge Mayor Bill Collins to veto this legislation. We stand firm in our resolve that this technology has been an invaluable law enforcement tool in solving crimes in our community, our state, and our nation. This technology actually dates back to the late 1970s and the flock system itself for the last 9 years. Despite the vocal minority that speak at city council meetings, our conversations have been overwhelmingly in favor of these cameras. Thousands of cases have gone to court with flock evidence, and not one court has ruled that evidence unconstitutional. Please join us in letting our mayor know your support, tools to assist law enforcement keeping us all safe. Thank you, Kevin Davidson, President, FOP Lodge number 24. And we're glad to be joined this morning by the president of our local FOP Lodge, also County Commissioner Kevin Davidson. Kevin, how are you?
I'm good, Scott. Thank you for the time.
Hey, thank you for coming on this morning. This letter last week came from the local FOP Lodge, obviously brought about by last Monday's City Council vote. Why was it important to release this?
Well, as I stated, as you read, Scott, I mean, the 160-plus members of our organization here locally firmly believe that this is a great tool and technology, especially in recent times with less and less officers on the street. Anything we can do to help them do better jobs and keep our community safe is a plus.
Why do you think we're hearing from so many people who are against this?
You know, Scott, that's a great question. I really don't know. Somehow, somewhere along the way in the last 2 months, this has just got such, not only here locally, across the state and across the country, that it's just got exploded, and we can't wrap my head around it. And I hear what you're saying about privacy and safety, but these cameras don't do what you're reading on the internet. I mean, these cameras just take a still photo, and then it's gone after a while.
If these cameras went away, what do you believe would happen in the city of Marion?
Well, the cameras are here for the safety of our people, and we just have to work a little harder, and some crimes will not get to the resolve, and they'll be hard to solve.
Were you surprised at last Monday's city council vote?
I kind of was. Along the way, we had heard from other, leading up to that vote, that it was going to go, 5-4 possibly or more the other way. And it was just kind of a turn on a dime at that meeting, and we were quite shocked by that. Mm.
The vocal minority that's mentioned in this letter, why do you think the vocal minority is so loud at this point?
Yeah. They are passionate people, and I appreciate and respect that so much that they have that much passion to actually get out and make their voices heard. But then, a lot of times, Scott, too, you don't hear from everybody. City Council does not hear from everybody. It's, 20, 30 people. You go to those meetings, and, it's not full of 3,000 people, of course. And a lot watch online and a lot comment, but not everybody comments. Usually, I kind of relate it to a restaurant. You always get the bad reviews, but you'll never get great reviews.
So when you are out in public talking to people about this, what is the general feeling of the people that you talk to about flock cameras?
It runs a lot to the majority. They like them, and there's still, a lot of passionate people who approach me and hate these cameras and want them gone. And I listen, and I say, okay, I hear you, but let me tell you the reason why I want to keep them in. Mm-hmm. You're never going to convince everybody. It's like any other thing. You're never going to get everybody to be on your side.
Interestingly enough, 5th Ward City Councilman Thaddeus Smith, who is the one who brought this up about a month ago, maybe a little over a month ago, in regard to the flock cameras legislation, in regard to eliminating them, released a statement last week after the vote had happened. And the last few lines are this. He said, "I take this as a win against both big government and private third-party government contractors that think they have circumvented the process and found a loophole to help trample on the rights of the American people. This isn't communist China." That's from a sitting city council member. What do you make of that?
That's a lot. A lot to take in, a lot to think about, but again, this is not an invasion of privacy. You don't own the license plate on your car. It belongs to the government. And you're not taking pictures inside the car. They don't track you to the store. They don't track you to grandma's house. They take a static picture of a certain place at a certain moment in time. This day, this time, this red Buick passed this camera. That's all it does.
Now, it's a very interesting position the mayor is in right now. He has a chance to veto this legislation, which at this point would keep the flock cameras in Marion unless his veto was overturned. You urge the mayor to do that, veto this legislation. That's part of the letter here. Do you think the mayor will veto this?
I don't know. He's in a tough position for himself and for the people of Marion that he represents, and I've not had a direct conversation with him since last week, so I don't know what he's going to do here this week. Mm. Other than we, of course, as an organization, the Fraternal Police, we are urging him to veto it to keep them in our community.
It's a very unique position for him to be in. He's a former chief of police, obviously supports the FOP in a lot of ways, but it must be very difficult for him at this point.
I would agree, and it's heavy as the head that wears a crown sometimes, Scott.
Yeah, I guess so. Shakespeare goes that way sometimes.
Yes, it does.
When we look at this on a whole, the passion that people have against these cameras, why do you think there's such a passion against them that people feel their rights are being violated, people feel they're being watched, people feel that this is just the wrong thing to do, no matter how much good it could bring?
Again, like I said a little bit ago, I just cannot seem to wrap my head around. I don't understand. I know the passion is there, and they say the same thing over and over, invasion of privacy, but other than that, I don't understand. It's not an invasion of privacy because you're on a public street, and you don't have privacy when you're out on a public street like that.
Hmm. When we talk about the vocal minority, why do you think they were able to get ahead of this, where the people who were for the flock cameras obviously did not before the vote?
Like a lot of other issues, Scott, like I said, is just that passion runs deep in a lot of people, and they get on this something, and they want to, and they feel very strongly about it. Most people don't have a passion, quite frankly, for anything. They just go about their lives and fly under the radar and just, I'll just do what I'm doing and I don't care what else is going on. That's fortunate and unfortunate because we need people that are passionate in our community to speak out for or against anything.
Mm-hmm. When the FOP talked about this and decided to put together this letter, what were the conversations going on there?
Yeah, the 160 plus members of our organization, all former and current law enforcement officers use this technology, have used this technology, understand the technology, and appreciate the way it can help solve crimes. And that's what we focused on.
Is the mayor a member of the FOP?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, was he in on any of these conversations, or did he kind of pull back?
No, none of those conversations.
Yeah. When did you decide as an organization that this letter had to be written and released?
Shortly after the vote last Monday, after at the city council. I was in attendance and at the meeting to listen, and shortly after that we said, you know, we need to let our position be known and let our to be firm in our resolve.
You know, there have been panels that have talked about this. The police chief has talked about this. The sheriff has talked about this. I believe you were there the night that the panel was there. The man from Flock came down and talked about this. And yet, when it came down to the vote, it did not seem to matter. No matter what was said, the vote went 5-4 against the Flock cameras. Do you think there was anything that could have been done, anything that could have been changed that would have changed the vote?
Maybe if some of those members actually went and saw the system and how it worked, the police chief has made offers, the sheriff has made offers to, hey, come look at this, we'll show you what it actually does. And nobody's actually taken it. I've had one person, I believe, has actually taken advantage of that on the council.
Do you think, you talked about it earlier, but there is an awful lot of national attention on the Flock cameras right now. You can't turn around without seeing a story. Do you think this is just a lining of bad stars and bad planets here that has made this happen?
That's a valid observation. Maybe, like I said, nobody can seem to wrap their head about when it started or how it started. Do they hate this company? Do they just hate the fact that there are cameras? I mean, because, you know, Scott, anywhere you go, there's cameras. Heck, you're carrying a camera in your hand everywhere you go to, and how many times have you seen people, instead of helping, take a camera out and start videotaping a fight instead of getting in there and stopping a fight? So the cameras are everywhere all the time.
Well, and also what is of peculiar nature about this particular conversation is that most of the time on most issues, people tend to side with law enforcement. But on this particular issue, it seems as if people feel that law enforcement might not be on the level with people, that things might be going on that people are not aware of.
That's a valid point, but that's like saying, well, we don't trust our law enforcement officer, we don't trust our sheriff, we don't trust our chief of police. We have not given them any reason not to trust us here in Marion, Ohio, or Marion County.
If the mayor does not veto this, will the FOP be upset?
Well, sure, but we'll go on. Life goes on, and we'll move forward, and we will do the best our officers will do the best they can, and they'll solve as many crimes as they can with what the tools they already have.
You know, like I say, it is a very unique position for the mayor to be in, a member of the FOP, former police chief, former deputy sheriff. Can you see a world where he would not veto this? I know you don't know what his decision's going to be, but could you see a world where he would say, no, I'm not going to do that?
Again, I really don't know what his mindset is. I mean, he's had a week today to think about this and to go over it and talk to his people and talk to the people that he trusts, and hopefully he'll make a good decision for our community.
If you could speak to him right now, what would you say to him in regard to this possible veto?
Again, I would stand firm on our resolve as an organization and as the leader of that organization here locally, that yes, we would like to see you veto the current vote and keep these in place in our community.
Why do you think we have not heard a lot from the group that wants to keep the Flock cameras?
Again, I just think that some people just go through life and they don't want to stand out. They don't want to stand up and say, hey, this is me and I'm going to do this. And they just like to fly under the radar. They don't want to be involved. They like what they do, but they don't care if they were there or not. I don't think they would directly affect their lives until something happens and they say, wait a minute, isn't there a camera nearby? I'm sorry, we got to take those down.
Now this letter was released about 3 days ago. What response have you gotten from the public or online in regard to this letter from the FOP?
At first, it was very positive, and then it definitely took a shift, and it got. Sometimes you just, you know, how things go online, Scott, it can get to be very ugly, and not so much. Yeah, I'd say sometimes it was very personal, and that's okay. I can take that.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think it's gotten that way? Well, what do you make of social media and the part that it has played in this flock camera debate?
How far can we go back on that topic, Scott, about how social media is just so vitriol and ugly, and gosh, you know, but it does to kids in school and just to people in general, to just make them. A lot of times, too, on social media, you'll say something, well, you can type it, but you'd never say to someone's face. Mm-hmm. I still stand by that as well.
You know, it's interesting. A lot of people have pointed out that, obviously, you are a county commissioner. That's not hard to figure out. Also, no. The president of the FOP Lodge. Do you feel that there's any conflict of interest there?
No, there's no conflict of interest. I'm representing my people as an FOP. As far as the county commission goes, we have no financial stake in the flock cameras. We have no control over the flock cameras. That's all done by Sheriff Bales. We're not Sheriff Bales' boss. You know, as in the county, everybody is an elected official. They run their own office. And Sheriff Bales is the one that went out and got these, and he had them installed and put up. But all that comes back on his office.
Now, something Sheriff Bales did say here in our final few minutes that we have this morning, about 5 minutes, Sheriff Bales did say during the flock camera conversation that he doesn't believe the cameras will be in Marion any longer than about a year. He said it's not a definite, but he did say three times during that meeting at least that he feels they will go away in about a year because of funding issues.
That is true. I was there for that, and he's told me that personally as well. These flock cameras are around for 10 months, maybe. That's how long the funding is currently in place.
Yeah.
They continue to look for funding, but again, through his office, and you know, we're not doing that here at our office, but they're doing it through the sheriff's office, trying to find funding for this. And if there's no funding, there's definitely no money that we can give out of the general fund to keep them.
You know, Kevin, I did want to ask you something, maybe more as a county commissioner here, is that if the mayor does not veto this, the flock cameras will leave the city of Marion. By the sheriff's count, there are about 22 in the city, and I think in an interview I did with him, he said that they would have to be relocated in the county. Is that something that the county would go ahead with?
That's totally on Sheriff Bales. I mean, he'll have the cameras there. I mean, there's money to pay for them. He can put them up anywhere around the county that he would choose and would think would make a good spot to for those cameras to be placed.
Yeah. So at this point, they could go in the counties, but that would the county, but that would be up to Sheriff Bales.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. You know, what is the long-term story on this? Whatever the mayor does, and whenever we find it out, either way, what is the long-term story in regard to this debate on flock cameras that we have had for the last few months, and the fact that city council, a majority Republican city council, voted to remove these cameras?
What is the story? I think it has created a lot of dialogue, although I think a lot of that dialogue is, I've got my heels dug in, you're not going to change my mind, unfortunately. But at least has created some dialogue.
I want to come back to the social media aspect in the 3 minutes we have left. The way people can have their own opinion, nothing wrong with having their own opinion. Obviously, you have your own opinion. But the way that people go about in expressing their opinion, as you say, it's gotten a little personal. Why do you think it goes there? I mean, obviously people don't like the cameras. Obviously people like the cameras. Why does it have to be so personal?
I think that's just what social media has, has become. It has just become this billboard or this thing you can just go out and say whatever you want to say and you don't have to worry about any repercussions.
Are you surprised at the things you read on social media in regard to flock cameras? How much would you say is true information, and how much would you say is inaccurate?
I would say it's about 70% true to about 30% inaccurate. I mean, we have to trust this company that's providing these cameras. The Fox is a company, and Fox is a company. It's kind of like Ring is a company that does your home doorbells. I mean, it's a company that captures images, and they say they don't sell it, they don't trade it, they don't. We have to take their word for it until we find out they don't. I mean, so you got to. They got to be truthful until they're not.
We can't start
from the fact that everything you do is a lie, and then you have to prove you're right. We don't have to prove that we're innocent in this country. We have to prove that you're guilty of something.
Was there anybody in the FOP who was against the Flock cameras?
Not from anything in the conversation we had before we put out our statement, no.
Do you think this statement will have impact on the mayor? I mean, in to say that, do you think a lot of people have responded who may have not responded, who are in favor of the cameras, to reach out to the mayor?
We told him to reach out to the mayor. The other side has said reach out to the mayor, so I don't know how many he's got pro and how many he's gotten against. That'd be a conversation, of course, with Mayor Collins, but...
Well, Kevin, with just a few seconds left here, what would you say to the citizens of Marion who may be against this or who maybe might just be on the fence? Why do these Flock cameras need to stay?
I say trust your police, trust your sheriffs. They are not doing things nefarious. And there are already things in place. If they do and they're caught doing it, they can be fired and they can be criminally charged. There are already things there that can stop this and the repercussions. They don't go from the fact that, oh, we know everybody's crooked. We're not crooked. We're here to serve the community.
Kevin Davidson, president of the local FOP Lodge 24 and also Marion County Commissioner. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate the conversation.
Always appreciate your time, Scott. Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, Kevin Davidson. Again, president of the FOP Lodge 24 here in Marion. Of course, county commissioner. That's not hard to figure out. And, on this morning to discuss the FOP's letter of support for Flock cameras here in Marion and urging Mayor Bill Collins to veto this particular legislation. So that's where we are now. It was good to talk with County Commissioner Bill Collins, but also this morning he was acting in regard as his president of the local FOP Lodge. Now, turning to another guest we have here this morning to talk about this issue, Flock cameras. Big stuff here in the city after last week's 5-4 vote in favor of removing the Flock cameras here in the city of Marion. We have Second Ward City Council person Pam Larkham. Pam, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you this morning?
Doing well. Pam, last Monday, when the vote came down 5-4 to ban the Flock cameras in the city of Marion, you were a no vote, but were you surprised at the vote?
Yeah, really, but my thing is, I don't have a crystal ball and I can't read minds. If my constituents do not tell me how they want me to vote, I'm not, you know, now I am totally in favor of them because they are a tool for the police. But so far, the information I have been getting from people, it's about half and half, maybe 60-40. Some are in favor, some aren't. So
60-40 in favor of keeping the cameras or getting rid of them?
Getting rid of them.
How much response would you say you've gotten?
Oh, the trouble is the silent majority keeps staying silent. And you can't force people to say how they want. I just got an email this morning from a couple, and they said they are both in favor of it. So they keep coming in, and it depends on... And some of the people that have answered aren't even in the ward. So it's a tough decision. It really is.
Do you think that there are campaigns going on to get city council people to vote a certain way? As you say, there are people contacting you that aren't even in your ward.
Well, people are going to make their voices heard regardless of whether they're in your ward or not, and everybody has to take that into consideration too. So it's a decision that if it was up to me, I would vote to keep them. But I have to vote the way the people want. I'm put in office to vote the way they want things voted. Now, as for the way they were first introduced and put up, there should have been more conversations about it before they were installed. I do agree with that.
Now, last Monday, you were one of the no votes to keep the cameras in the city of Marion. If that vote were held today, after the responses that you've gotten, would you vote to keep them or get rid of them?
You know, I have been waking up in the middle of the night trying to decide what to do. What I'm just sitting and going over everything that everybody sends in to me and keeping track of everything. I've been investigating different things, like what could happen if they are taken down. And these are things that need to be checked on, because the company itself can charge money for taking down each camera, or they could be moved to all the surrounding city entrances and exits. So I'm still checking into everything. There's so much information out there, and also the company itself is making changes, and I think everybody's deciding that they don't want them, and I think the company, it's waking the company up to change the way they are doing things. But we don't have another vote until probably next Monday, and by then I will hopefully get more information from people.
Now, council has voted on this. It's really on the mayor to veto. Do you think the mayor will veto this legislation?
I'm not sure, because I haven't had any conversations with him.
Mm-hmm. Now, you have said there'll be a vote next Monday. What would the vote next Monday be on?
Well, I'm not sure whether it will be next Monday, but it depends on when the mayor decides that he's either going to veto it or not, is when we would probably have more discussion on it.
Right.
I'm not really sure what will happen.
Right. If the mayor would veto this, council would have a chance to overturn the mayor's veto, but
yes.
we have to wait and see what the mayor is going to do. You know, being a former police chief, which he is, being a former deputy sheriff, which he is, and already voicing his opinion that he feels the flock cameras should stay, do you believe he will veto this legislation? What's just your opinion on it?
I'm not sure, because I've been reading all kinds of stuff from everybody about different people saying that he will veto it, and about all these county commissioners that were police officers or sheriff's deputy, how they feel. Everybody's got their own opinion, but it just kind of comes down to what he decides he's going to do and then what the council's going to do.
Now, if he would veto this, that's when it would come back to council, and there would be a vote to overturn the mayor's veto. I believe you have to have 6 votes to overturn a mayor's veto. Last Monday, there were 5 votes to get rid of the flock cameras, which means one of the no votes would have to flip to a yes vote to overturn the mayor's veto. At this point, could you see yourself voting to overturn a mayor's veto on this?
Oh, I'm still deciding. This is a tough decision. In my heart and in my mind, I say yes, keep them, because we're down police officers and it's a tool for them to use. But then the information that I'm getting from people, they're saying no. So it's going to come down to the decision that I make, and it'll probably be at the last minute.
It's an interesting issue that way. The FOP, 3 days ago, we just had Kevin Davidson on, the president of the FOP, is urging the mayor to veto this legislation. Does the FOP's feeling on this hold any weight with you?
No, basically it's how I feel, but and how what all the information I'm getting from people. Like I said, I vote for the way people want me to vote, but they have to let me know how they feel about it.
How many responses would you say that you've gotten in regard to this issue?
Well, I've gotten, Naomi put it out there that I was asking for information, and I appreciated that because she gets responses more than I do, apparently. But I haven't counted them up. That's one thing I've been going over, and I keep getting more in and more in. So I can't give you an exact number, but I'm still getting things in from people, so.
Do you find it odd in any way? Because we've talked about this on this program. Dan Clark gave a couple speeches, a city councilman at large, in which he said he supported the police, he supported the cameras, and yet he was basically the vote that eliminated the cameras. He was the vote that gave the majority, because I believe most people counting votes thought there weren't enough votes to get rid of the cameras until Dan decided he was going to vote to get rid of them. Were you surprised that Dan Clark voted to get rid of them after the things he'd said?
Well, yeah, it was kind of surprising, but he said that he has gotten over 200 phone calls about it. So that's, and he was in the same position I am now.
Well, and I think that's the point I wanted to make. Now, Dan said he got over 200 emails, phone calls, and that 90% of them were against Flock cameras. Now, before the vote, you said you had not heard a whole lot of response. Is that correct?
Yes.
Why do you think now the response is there? Maybe because of the way you voted?
Well, because I posted on my political page, on my second ward page, that I needed people's information. I needed the way they wanted it done. And then Naomi posted that I had asked for it, for information, and she had posted it on her page. And I've been getting the information now.
Well, it's interesting to me that nobody was really bothering to reach out to you before the vote, but now they are. Now, maybe it is because of Naomi's page. I would not disagree with that, but I think Naomi has also said, and I don't think she would mind me saying this, she is adamantly against these cameras.
Yes.
So do you feel that maybe the response you're getting is from somebody who is advocating to get rid of these cameras, and a lot of the people on her page probably do want to get rid of them, and it might be a little bit of a skewed perspective that you're getting?
Well, no, because I've been getting them from my page, from my email, from my city email. I mean, I've been getting them from everyone now, and I think it's because I posted it, help, I need your information, so, and I think a lot of it was just asking for people to tell how they wanted me to vote, and I think they finally said, oh, hey, I'll let her know.
You know, it's very interesting because in the FOP's letter, there's a line in there. It says, this technology actually dates back to the late 1970s and the Flock system itself for the last 9 years. Despite the vocal minority that speak at city council meetings, our conversations have been overwhelmingly in favor of these cameras. Now, Mayor Collins, when I interviewed him last Monday after the meeting, said something very similar, that he felt the city was 9-1 for the cameras, but the people who come to city council and the people who speak out are actually the minority. Do you feel that way?
Well, there again, the silent majority keeps staying silent. Everybody needs to vote, to contact their representative and tell them. I mean, council people can't vote the way they want it totally. They have to listen to the people from their ward.
So
that's how I feel.
Now, Mrs. Larkin, personally, you said you are in favor of these, but you're going to vote the way your ward feels. Personally, how do you feel about this issue?
Well, since we have lower numbers of police officers, it's a tool that they can use. And I have talked to a couple police officers, and they have showed me or told me, because they can't get into it unless they have a case number, and they told me how they have to sign in. So I'm asking both sides of it. I'm not being partial to one side or the other. I just want all the information that I can get so I can make a decision that is the way everybody wants.
Have you talked to any of your fellow council members about this?
No, I had talked to Danny about me being so, it's been eating me up one way, because I can't make a decision. And he had told me that he had gotten the 200 phone calls and messages and everything. And I says, well, and after that is when I put on my page that I needed people's information. And I've been getting information, and it just comes down to, I've got a legal pad in front of me, and I mark down every time somebody says yes or no. So it's just, I haven't added it all up, but right now it's just hash marks.
But you feel it's a lot closer than maybe it's portrayed on the internet. Maybe 60-40?
Well, yeah, I do.
At least
that's what I've been getting.
Why do you think this has become such a huge issue? People don't normally reach out to their council people this amount of responses for anything. What do you think is driving this?
Well, I think the people that want it are now saying, oh, hey, all these people are saying they don't, maybe we ought to say something too. But, and then in the end, it all just depends on which way it goes.
Last Monday, why did you vote no? What drove you to that decision?
Because like I said, in my heart and in my mind, it's a tool for the police to use since the numbers are down. But from what I'm getting now, I'm not sure.
What troubles you most about the cameras?
Well, when they first announced, because I had been going to council meetings for the last 3 or 4 years, and when this came out, I was reading about it, and they were talking about how it could do this and this and this, and I was totally against it when they first came out. Well, then the way that they installed it, they didn't have that much communication about it, I thought. But now the way that all these other states are having all these issues with it, it's a decision that I have to come up with that makes everybody happy. But you're not going to make everybody happy.
No, not on this one, and I think that's probably what the mayor is weighing right now. How much will the mayor's decision and what he will say in regard to that decision factor in to how you vote? To say, if he would come back and veto this and give his reasons for vetoing it, how much would that play into your vote to overturn his veto?
Oh, I knew you would say that. Oh, gosh. You know, that's a thing that has been eating at me, too. It's like, do I go against the... But it depends. I mean, it's just one of those things that we'll see how it turns out, and I'll go from there.
Do you see any council people going in the opposite direction? Do you see maybe a Dan Clark who voted to remove the cameras not voting to overturn the mayor's veto? Do you think people could go in the opposite direction?
You know, I haven't really talked to anybody about that because it's each of us have our own decisions to make, and it depends on our wards. And each ward is different.
So if it does, what do you want to happen in the next couple weeks? There may not be another vote on this. If the mayor doesn't veto it, there is no other vote.
Yeah.
What would you like to see happen?
Well, if he doesn't veto it, then it's taken care of. You know, at first I thought, why not put it on the ballot and let the people decide? That way you would get a true answer on yes or no, and
well, and do you think maybe that is the way to go here, instead of leaving this to people on council?
Well, I don't know, because I haven't checked into whether it could be put on the ballot or not.
It is a very complicated issue. Tonight are committee meetings. I don't know if this will be brought up tonight. If we hear from the mayor, it may be brought up tonight. Is there anything you would like to hear tonight that could help you on this issue?
Well, everybody's been voicing their opinion, so now it just comes down to listening to people and deciding who's for it, or how, well, not who specifically, but how many's for and how many's against.
Mrs. Larkin, I got to ask you another question here in our remaining 5 minutes. Because another ripple happened on Friday, not necessarily in the flock debate, but it may play into the flock debate. Bill Dichtel, 6th Ward City Councilperson, has resigned his seat. He's moving out of the ward. So as of tonight, he is no longer a city councilperson. I believe his last day is August the 17th today. That was a no vote It was a vote to keep the cameras in the city of Marion, let's put it that way. So, if no new city council person is chosen, let's say the mayor vetoes it tonight. The vote to overturn the veto would come next Monday, possibly could come next Monday. There might not be a 6th Ward city council person, because council has to pick the 6th Ward replacement, because Mr. Dichtel did not run in a primary. He was the replacement for Mr. Prater. So, you know, that complicates this further, because if there's one fewer vote, that puts more pressure on all council people if there is a mayoral veto.
In fact, I was surprised. I had got an email, and they said, why did Bill resign? And I'm going, what? I had no idea that was even in the process. But they sold their house and they're moving out of the ward, so that was what was going on. So it came as a surprise, but hey, everybody's got to do what they have to do for their families too.
Well, and I want to make this point. We had Ron Prater, former 6th Ward City Councilman, who preceded Mr. Dichtel in that position, on the program on Friday night, and Mr. Prater said he would like to have his seat back. Would you be in favor of Mr. Prater having his seat back? You'll be one of the votes in regard to this.
Well, he was elected into that position to begin with, and he had shattered his leg and had to have surgeries and stuff, and now he's pretty much healed up now, so the people wanted him in there in the first place. we'll just have to wait and see what resumes we get from people and see
what
the best one is.
What to you in a resume would be most important in filling this position?
Well, geez, that's a tough one too. You're asking some tough questions here. when we had all the resumes before, it's their work experience, what they do for the city, basically, because and family. Now, I'm raising my 15-year-old granddaughter, and she's the one that encouraged me to run again because I had run one other time before and lost by 40 votes. But she's encouraged me to do it again, and she'll listen to me and listen to me complain or decide, and she says, Grandma, you'll do okay. I says, okay. So...
Mrs. Larkin, yeah, in our final minute here, I just want to ask you this. And again, we don't know if the mayor's going to overturn this or not with a veto. We don't know if that's going to happen. We don't know if it will go back to city council. And as you said, you probably won't know how you will vote on this, the veto, if it does happen, until the moment it happens, which people will be waiting on. That'll be very interesting. But if it were happening right now, If the mayor had vetoed this and the vote was happening right now, would you vote to overturn the mayor's veto?
Oh, geez, there you go again. I can't answer that because, and I'll tell you, I've been going over in my mind for the last 3 or 4 weeks, what would I do, what would I do? So I'm still deciding what would I do.
Are you leaning one way or another, even the slightest little bit?
Not really. It's just, like I said, I'm still gathering information and I'm still trying to see. It just depends on how the people want it.
It's going to be interesting. Final question here, Mrs. Larkin. Do you have a fear that maybe you are hearing from a group that is not necessarily the majority? That maybe the people who are emailing you are not necessarily the bigger group, the larger group?
No, because most of the people that are emailing me are the people that are from my ward.
So they're your people.
Well, they're my ward.
They're your ward. I understand. Well, Mrs. Larkin, I can't thank you enough for joining us this morning, and I guess we'll see how this all plays out as we go on down the road.
Yeah, I'll probably be as surprised as you are. Right.
Thank you, Mrs. Larkin.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Pam Larkin, Second Ward City Council Person. We're coming back, and we'll open up the phone lines after this short but important break.
Acronym stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.